Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday morning, so we are talking about knowing God, developing an intimate, supernatural relationship. We've been talking about His personal presence and how we are to learn to recognize and respect and regard and protect His presence when He reveals Himself. Again, we always know that He's always there, but His personal presence is when He draws attention to Himself just by His making us aware that He is there. It's as if He comes into a room but doesn't interrupt what you're doing. So we recognize that He's there for a reason, but He's not interrupting what we're doing. He's just drawing attention to Himself, most likely so we can plan to give Him attention at a later time. But sometimes it's just for so He can minister to us. And basically it's that presence is often just to train us and teach us to be aware, using our senses, making Himself known. This is what it looks like. This is what it sounds like. This is what it feels like. So He's so in tune with what we need that He uses every opportunity to teach us and train us exactly what we need to know. We can have that confidence that if we are following Him, we don't need to be following anyone else. If we are learning from Him, we are getting all the teaching, all the training we will need. Now again, of course, He makes Himself known to us also through others, and He provides teaching and training through others as well. But we see and recognize that that is Him. It's not something we are seeking out. We don't go, okay, in order to please God or fulfill my ministry or call, I need to attend this church or go to this ministry school or take this course. And we'll be talking later about ministry. But for right now, recognize that whoever trains you, that's who you're responsible to. If you're attending a seminary or a church that's training you or a ministry school, who's grading you? Who's giving you that certification? Who's ordaining you? That's who you're accountable to. And if you're accountable to anyone before you're accountable to God, you're double-minded. And odds are God will at some time interrupt that and call you to specifically put you in a position where you're going to have to choose. Now, does that mean that God will never say, I want you to attend this seminary or attend this training session or ministry school? Absolutely not. The point is, are you attending that ministry school so you can be ordained and then go into the ministry? Or are you there to learn what God wants to teach you? Whether you're ordained or sent out by them or supported by them or not. This, one of our greatest challenges, one of the reasons the condition of the church is so disconnected from the peace and the rest and the power and authority that is resident in every one of us is because we are looking for a way to do this, where we're going to be safe, where we're not going to make a mistake, we're not going to be deceived. We're going to be connected with a fellowship where there's going to be people who are accountable for us, that we can be accountable to, that can support us. And none of that has anything to do with God. You can be in ministry and ministering and even healing and, you know, being supported by a church and not know God. And that happens all the time. And that the rest of us put up with that and don't challenge those that are in ministry or saying this is how you are in ministry. For us to think that that's okay. We are getting the church that we put up with. So the more we, as individuals, focus on knowing God for ourselves, the more we will be able to discern the living God, the giving God in others. Does that mean it's our job to correct anyone? Absolutely not. There may be times. But our job is to not let other people being satisfied with a certain level of relationship be a standard for how we relate to God. Just because others are satisfied with religion, don't let that be satisfactory for you. Don't let that be enough. God has the kingdom that he is so overwhelming that he is gracious enough not to reveal it or pour it out into us and through us until we're ready. We can't conceive of what he has for us with our finite minds. So then do we just say, okay, God, since I can't conceive it, boy, that would be nice to be, you know, we're just overwhelmed and impressed by God's bigness and power and creativity and the mysticism of not knowing, rather than going, okay, God, there's more, I want it. What do I have to do? Because that's the truth. There's more. God wants you to have it now. What do you need to do? Let the Lord tell you where you are, where you need to go, what's in between the two. We all have hindrances in our lives. But God has a path that he has purposed for you. He has created it for you. Sometimes it's clear, a lot of times it's not. A lot of times we don't see our path until it's in our past. Then we look back and we see how God has led us step by step. And we find he has led us by his presence. So much of what he wants to teach us is contrary to what we're being taught in religious Christianity, the local church, the conferences, the books, the teachings, the approved approaches to God. The test of any of these is not, do you know more about God? But have you come to him? I'm not talking about salvation. I'm talking about today. Are you turning to him? Are you depending on him? Now, sometimes this is a deliberate act. Lord, are you there? Is that you? But as we develop that habit and it becomes more and more automatic, it's simply an awareness of his constant, though often unfelt, unseen, unexperienced presence. It's like waiting for the phone to ring. You know you've got a call into God, and he will be calling you back, and you're just waiting for that phone to ring. So there's this part of you that's ready. And whether he calls or not, you have an awareness and a readiness and an attentiveness. That regardless of what activity you're involved in, you're aware that God's going to be getting in touch with you any second now. And odds are, especially at first, he will pick the worst times. Right when you're in the middle of something you either have to do or want to do. But he teaches us and trains us. And the more we cooperate with him, the faster it goes. We all want to get past the mountain we've been going around. That's how to do it. Ask him, Lord, am I missing anything? What do I need to do to break this cycle? And he'll tell you, or he'll put you in the situation where you'll find out. He'll put a book in your hands, or a radio program, or a billboard. But then you'll recognize that it's from him. It's not coincidence, or it's not some special gift, but it's God himself. And the more we get to know him, the more we recognize what a loving, kind, patient, gracious person he is. When we think about who God is, we put him in terms of our own personhood. Now, he could not have created us as unique individuals if he himself didn't have some aspect of those characteristics himself. This is where we get often hung up on the whole, well, if it's good, it's from God. If it's evil, it's from the devil. God does not have an opposite. He created good. He also created evil. He created evil for us. So he has no opposite. He has no enemies. He has no opposition. When we talk about what's going on in our lives and we go and we're looking at what we need to overcome with our own evaluations, when we see circumstances where others are hampering or hindering even good things in our lives, and there are some nasty people out there, but if we start categorizing, okay, this is from God, this is from Satan, or from bad people, we are redefining God with our own limitations. This is another one of those places where just turning to Him and saying, God, what's your truth here? What's going on here? Because we want to understand so we know what to do. Or we think it will help us bear the situation or be patient or whatever. Whatever we think we need, if we just understood. If we could just see things from God's perspective. But none of those things will meet our needs. Only God meets those needs. So ask Him, Lord, what is your truth here? What do I need now? And regardless of whether it's the enemy coming up against you or a person or your own flesh, when you turn to God and you say, Lord, what's going on here? What do I need? What's really the issue? Your focus is now on the one who has all the answers and can change you and meet your needs right where you are, regardless of your circumstances. Our relationship with Him is so much more important to Him than anything He's doing out in the world, anything He's doing in your life. You are most important to Him. We think it's all about building His kingdom and evangelizing and fixing the laws and changing things to be Christian. God is all about you. He's spending all His time on you. And we're often spending all our time on anything but Him. And those are the two gifts you can give Him right now, your time and your attention. This is why we've been spending so much time on His presence and on knowing Him and having our senses quickened. It's not hard. If we depend on Him. If you're going to try to do these things your way, it sure will be hard. But His ways are simple. It's asking. It's putting the time and attention into His school, into His classroom. Taking it seriously. If you're in a working situation and in order to get a promotion, you need to take a certain class, you change your routine. You tell the family, okay, I'm going to have to go to classes 3 nights a week for the next 5 months, but it will mean a real big promotion for me where we'll be able to do this and this. and you follow through. You do it. You take it seriously. You have an expectation that there will be results in your life. Well, it's likewise with God. It takes effort on our part. It takes putting aside childish things. Showing up for class, doing the homework, taking the tests, and then recognizing that with that promotion comes greater authority and greater responsibility. They always go hand in hand. We all want more power. We all want to be able to make things happen and impress others. But with that comes responsibility. The responsibility of being even more sensitive to His presence, more perceptive of His direction, closer to His heart, more quick to turn to Him. He doesn't just train us and then turn us loose. He trains us so we will be closer to Him. It's His goodness that draws us. And you can't draw anyone else until you've been drawing yourself. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You have to taste first. Experience Him. And then you'll understand. Then you will see His ways. You will see what He's doing in your life. So let's ask for that right now. Lord, we just ask that whatever it is we need right now, You draw us by that need. And we ask You to fulfill that need in whatever way is best for us. But we turn to You for it. And we're going to follow through in whatever direction You give us. And we recognize that everything that's happening in our lives is from You. And You have the solutions. We're not going to blame anyone, ourselves, or anyone. Lord, what's Your solution here? What is it that I need to learn? So take the time, let Him speak to you. Every moment of every day is our final outcome of this, where we will be so consumed and so focused in Him, we will hardly notice anything else that's going on around us. There's a reason, you know, as a spirit who has a soul, who lives in a body, you have three sets of senses. You have three sets of eyes, of feeling, of touch, of taste, of sense. We are so dependent on our physical senses. And yet they are the least reliable. As you become more and more aware of your spiritual senses and reinvigorate your soulical senses, you'll begin to see how it all works, how it all works together. Don't try to understand it until you've experienced it. This is why we're talking about supernatural experiences. To get over their specialness, their uniqueness. Supernatural experiences don't happen to people who are special. They're for you. If you are a supernatural being, you are having supernatural experiences. whether you recognize them or not. Even deja vu. Even things we consider coincidence. But God wants you to be master of those senses and have them fully available to Him. It's not about a gift or a calling. It's about the way God put your soul together. So recognizing His personal presence is one of the ways we are learning to fine-tune and use our supernatural, our soulical senses on a moment-by-moment basis. Driving along, instead of listening to the radio, recognize that God is sitting in the seat next to you. Maybe He doesn't have anything to say, but just that realization, that may change your whole day. As you're going into your office, as you're taking care of the kids, whatever it is you're doing, getting ready for bed at night, He's right there. As our awareness grows, our attentiveness grows, and He is able to do a quick work in us that both we and He want. Give Him your time, give Him your attention, and see how quickly He will accomplish in you what you thought would take your lifetime. So we've been talking about God's personal presence and some of its attributes. And the next one is that God's personal presence provides perspective. The more we know God, the more we see things from His grace-oriented perspective. Grace being that He gives unconditionally, we receive unconditionally, and we just say thanks. There's no conditions. We learn to accept Him, ourselves, and others unconditionally. As we experience moment by moment His love, acceptance, and honor of ourselves and others, we see how He honors others, how He accepts others, how He appreciates and values and loves others. That changes our perspective of how He loves and values and appreciates us. We also gain appreciation for His way of doing things, often after the fact. Change is hard. And when we're trying to manage change, it can be even harder. Hold on to God. Let Him bring you through that change. He's the author and finisher of it. He is all about change. Though we may not understand our circumstances, as we gain His perspective, we can at least endure. Whatever you're going through, you can endure it in His rest. God's not out to make it easy for you. He's giving you the opportunity to depend on Him and go through what you're going through in peace, in rest, in confidence. Let Him do that for you. So this has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio, We'll be getting back together again on Saturday at 9 o'clock. If you've got any questions or topics you'd like us to discuss, just send them in at diane@wecanprepare.org, and we'll see if we can work them into the program. Thanks again for tuning in, and have a great rest of the week.